Tourism, what happens during the off-season? The different atmospheres. These days, package travel and mass tourism often have a bad reputation. We quite rightly talk about the environmental impact of travel, the carbon footprint of flying, and the downsides of tourism as awareness continues to grow. Still, throughout my career, it's been important for me to visit cities, experience various cultures, and see certain paintings in person wherever possible, especially when seeking inspiration for my own art. The purely negative attitude I once had towards package travel to warmer climates has changed. I've come to see the value in just lying on the beach and relaxing, almost like going on a retreat. While city trips offer a wealth of cultural experiences that can be enlightening, enriching and inspiring, they're not always the best way for people to relax and restore balance in their fast-paced lives. In a romantic sense, I discovered the value of the upper-class idleness depicted in Hercule Poirot films during a beach holiday. While lounging on a sunbed, the main decisions of the day revolved around choosing where to eat and which drink to have. Beach holidays allow you to escape from your everyday life and experience a brief glimpse of an unreal way of living. I'm also fascinated by the off-season atmosphere in places that depend entirely on tourism and operate under those conditions. What's the place like once the tourists are gone? How lonely do the flimsy beach chairs and parasols look after sunset? Or when the high season ends? Do the crabs take over the rocky areas near the piers? And can life in these man-made, artificial settings ever truly feel authentic and natural? Or, come to think of it, what is truly natural or everyday? I remember a particular moment when I was lying on a beach in Gran Canaria with my kids. I had to confront my conflicting emotions about the people weaving through the beach chairs, selling scarves and other items. At the time, I felt guilty for being annoyed at these migrant workers who were disrupting my peace, especially knowing that many of them were struggling financially. At the time, I felt empathy for them. One seller stretched a piece of fabric between her hands, showing off some large beachwear for sale. Then she told me her name, Angel. She stood there in front of me, almost like an angel. Tourism researchers Wilhelmina Feinicke, PhD, and Hazel Andrews, PhD, have analyzed my tourist destination paintings in their article, placing the concept of empathy at the core of their examination of mass tourism. I've gained many new ideas while reflecting on the themes of my paintings, caught in the crossfire between ecological awareness, the pressure and guilt surrounding the carbon footprint of tourism, and the human need for rest and relaxation.